And so 4 weeks ago, we started a series on the inner graces that sustain us. The first being peace, perfect peace, the peace that passes all understanding. The next week, we looked at joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. The next week, we looked at gratitude and how the scriptures command us to be grateful for all things, to be thankful for everything that comes into our lives. And then last week, contentment, as Paul said in Philippians 4, whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I'd like to finish the series today with our fifth and final inner grace that sustains us, and that is trust. Trust. And as you will see, based on the scriptures, trust is the complete absence of fear and the absence of doubt. That is true trust in Jesus Christ. And I know some of you are asking, yes, but is it in Philippians 4 where we found the other four? And the answer is yes. The verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful. That word careful meaning anxious. That means don't be anxious, but trust the Lord. Amen? So here in Psalm 56, we'll just look at the first four verses together and make sure we understand what it truly means to trust God in our Christian lives. Verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. I will trust in Thee. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are grateful to be here and to assemble in the name of Jesus Christ and around Your precious and preserved word, and pray You'll now use it in our hearts and lives to grow us and to teach us, to work miracles in our hearts. Lord, we do want to trust You more, as we just sang. Give us the grace to trust You more. And Lord, I pray we'll leave today with that commitment that we are going to live a life of trust in our wonderful Savior. So thank You for the privilege. Use Your word now, and may You be glorified and guide us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. As we see there, David, in the first two verses, is being honest. And he wrote this psalm at a time when he was being obviously chased by Saul and his soldiers. He truly feared for his life. And he said there, mine enemies would daily swallow me up. So he's talking about this is going on day after day. This is when David was having to run and to hide in caves with the soldiers because Saul was chasing him out of jealousy. And sometimes, even in the church age, as Christians, sometimes it does feel like that we're surrounded by the enemy, doesn't it? Well, the devil's real. The Bible says we're to be sober, we're to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Yes, the devil is looking for Christians to attack. There's no question about it. He is our adversary. He's also referred to in 1 Thessalonians 3:5 as the tempter. In 2 Corinthians 4:8, Paul, talking about his own life, he says, we're troubled on every side. We're perplexed. So yes, sometimes it seems like the enemy is everywhere and they're after us and they're attacking us. And David's response was to say there in verse 3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. So does fear come to us sometimes? Absolutely. Fear does come into our lives. But what David is teaching us and what the Bible is going to teach us, as we'll see, we're going to look at a lot of scriptures today, is that when fear does come, what does God want us to do but trust? Trust Him, and He will take the fear away. Because fear and trust cannot cohabitate in a Christian's heart. That's what we're going to find. It's one or the other. You can't say, I'm trusting God, but I'm also afraid. Because if you're afraid, you're not trusting God. And that's what we're going to find is so clearly expressed in Scripture. But he says, what time I am afraid? What do we need to do when we are afraid? Verse 3, I will trust. Doesn't it say, the Bible say, casting all your care upon Him, 1 Peter 5:7? For He careth for you. And that verse I quoted in Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing or be anxious for nothing, but at everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God, and the peace of God. God says, be still and know that I am God. So David said, what time I am afraid, I will trust. Now I want you to understand this morning, it's not the trusting that counts. It's who you're trusting in. Amen? It's not just the act of trusting. And a lot of the modern Bibles have taken John 6:47, for example, which says, he that believeth in me hath everlasting life. And the modern Bibles say, he that believeth hath everlasting life. Wait a minute. It's not the believing, is it? It's who we're believing in. It's the believing in Jesus Christ that gives us everlasting life. It's not just the act of believing. And it's the same with trust. It's not just the act of trusting. It's who we are trusting. We're trusting the all-powerful, almighty creator of the universe. And that is the key. And if we will start off our day by trusting God, by truly giving it all to Him, we're going to have a better day. But even in the midst, for example, Job, and we'll start looking at a bunch of scriptures here in a moment, but Job, in the midst of his trials, which were extreme, at one point he declared, and in Job 13, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Even if God chooses to kill me through these trials, I'm not going to stop trusting him. And when we aren't trusting God, who are we trusting? Let's look at Proverbs 28:26. Because we're trusting something. And what we'll find is we're trusting ourselves. We're trusting in our own ability, our own strength, our own wisdom. And that's a mistake. Look at Proverbs 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a what? A fool. That's God speaking in His Word. And He says, if we trust in our own heart, if we trust in what we think is right, if we trust in our own strength, we're a fool. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Most of us know Proverbs 3:5, which says what? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And what's the contrast? Lean not unto thine own understanding. So we're either trusting God or we're not. And if we're not, we're trusting something else. And what you're going to find is we're trusting man. We're either trusting ourselves or we're trusting a man. Now look at Psalms 118, if you would, and verse 8. Psalms 118, verse 8. And this is, again, all about trust. And look what he says. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Verse 9, Psalm 118. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. So God there lays it out, either yourself or man in general. It's better to trust in the Lord. So I just wanted to emphasize, it's not the act of trusting, it's who we're trusting in. And remember the man that said, Lord, help my unbelief. Yes, I believe you, but I don't have a lot of faith. And it's not the amount that counts. Jesus talked about the grain of a mustard seed. It's who it's directed to, which is an all-powerful, almighty, all-loving, all-caring God. So God wants us to trust. And you know, He gives us some beautiful promises. Let's look at a few. Psalm 125, verse 1. These are just some beautiful promises to those who will trust in Him. David said there in verse 3, I will trust in Thee. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in Jehovah, the all-powerful one. Let's look at just a couple promises God makes to those who will trust the Lord. Psalm 125, verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. I love that. If you're trusting God, you know that you're stable. Yeah, but I could die. You'll just go to heaven. But you know you're in the center of God's will, and you can't be removed out of it if you're trusting in the Lord. Let's look at another one, Proverbs 16:20. The world's looking for happiness, right? They're looking everywhere they can to try to find it. Well, God shows us where to find it. Proverbs 16:20, "He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." Is that good? God says there's happiness in trusting Him. Proverbs 29:25. So we can't be removed. We'll find true happiness. Proverbs 29:25. "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." We hear a lot about safety. True safety is in trusting Jehovah. And then Proverbs 30, verse 5, just the next chapter over. "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him." Isn't that good? He promises to be a shield. He promises to keep us safe. He says we can't be removed and we'll find happiness. And then Isaiah 26, verse 4. We looked at this 4 weeks ago when we looked at the perfect peace. Isaiah 26, 4. "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So David says, when I'm afraid, if fear creeps in, what am I going to do? I'm going to reverse that and I'm going to trust God. And God promises that those who trust Him will find stability, they'll find happiness, they will find safety, they'll find protection as a shield, and they'll find true strength from who? None other than Jehovah. You cannot trust the Lord outside of His Word, by the way. Go back to our passage, Psalm 56. And as David said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." But then he says, "In God I will praise His Word." Why would he mention the Word of God in the midst of this passage about fear and trust? Well, because how do we learn to trust God more? By spending more time in the book. Amen? We learn more about the one that can be trusted. Look at Psalm 91 real quick, if you would, verse 4. Psalm 91, verse 4, and you'll see that trusting the Lord and His Word are inseparable. Because the Word of God is where we learn to trust the Lord. Psalm 91, look at verse 4. "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." So he talks there in verse 4 about we'll trust under the shadow of His wings, but then he says, "His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." And you cannot separate learning to trust God from spending time in here. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we see the power of trusting the Lord, but I want us to see now here in verse 4 of Psalms 56... what trust isn't. Trust, true trust, as we see here in verse 4, is the absence of fear. David said, "What time I am afraid," when it happens, when fear does creep in, and let's face it, we're sinners, we're weak, the devil likes to use fear against us, but when there is fear, our immediate response should be, "I'm going to trust." And he says here in verse 4, "In God I put my trust, I will not fear." So he started off by saying, when I am afraid, I will trust. Now he says, "I have put my trust in the Lord, therefore I'm not going to fear. What can flesh do unto me?" What's the worst that flesh can do to us but send us to heaven? Right? So true trust, as I'm going to show you, is the absence of fear. And by the way, I looked it up. I'm thankful for computer tools that can help us do this more quickly. But the phrase, fear not, fear ye not, be not afraid, be not dismayed, those kind of phrases, over 110 times in the Bible. God tells us, don't fear. I think it's something he wants us to pay attention to. He doesn't want us to fear. True fear, as we'll see, is the absence, or true trust is the absence of fear. Look at down in verse 11 of our passage, Psalm 56. In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. So David says, if I'm truly trusting the Lord, there in verse 11, if I put my trust in God, I will not be afraid. Let's look at some more. Psalm 112, verse 7. And I want you to see that over and over again, God makes it clear that trust and fear are opposites. He says, he shall not be afraid, Psalm 112, verse 7, of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. So again, notice he says, not be afraid. Because why? He's trusting in Jehovah. Proverbs 29, 25, I looked at it earlier, but it says, the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Again, the contrast between fear and trust. And then Isaiah 12, 2. Isaiah 12, 2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not, what? Be afraid. You see how over and over again God says, if I'm trusting, I'm not afraid. If I am afraid, what do I need to do? I need to trust. And trusting the Lord is something that will get us through. Truly trusting Him. If there's fear, then trust. And God will take that fear away. You know, when God was about to send Joshua into the promised land, he was about to take over from Moses. That's some hard shoes to fill. And what did he say? First thing he says to him in Joshua chapter 1, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Joshua 1:9, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Of all the things he could have said to Joshua, he says, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed or confused or anxious. I'm with you. Has not God told us over and over again that he's with us? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So if God is with us, no matter what comes into our lives, as David said, what is there to fear? Well, he said that in Psalm 118:6. Turn there quickly if you would. So what we're finding is that if fear creeps in, the answer is to trust. And if we're trusting, we're not afraid. And if we're not, and if we are afraid, we're not trusting. But isn't the devil crafty? Because we had to trust Christ for our salvation, didn't we? We had to trust Him for our eternal destiny. We had to place our faith and trust in His payment at Calvary, His resurrection. We said, I'm trusting you, Jesus. I'm trusting you to take me to heaven. I'm trusting you to be my Savior. And then we've been saved a while and the devil comes in and now we're afraid. Well, wait a minute. We trusted Him to take us to heaven. Surely we can trust Him in the midst of a troubled and sinful world. Notice Psalm 118:6. The Lord is on my side. What? I will not fear. Isn't that good? I will not fear. So trust, true trust, is the absence of fear. By the way, it's also the absence of doubt. Go to James chapter 1, which doubt and fear are pretty much the same thing. They're just different sides of the coin, if you will. But when we doubt God, we're definitely not trusting God, are we? And what did Israel do more than anything in the desert but doubt God? James 1:6, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask what? In faith. Let him ask in faith. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, it shall be given him. But let him ask, verse 6, in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we're told here to trust, right? To have faith in God. But he says if we're going to doubt, we're like a boat out on the heavy seas. Just bouncing around. Tossed to and fro. And so doubt and fear are interconnected. Hebrews 11:6, back to the left. Look at that verse as well. Hebrews 11:6, look what he says. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe, number one, that he is, and number two, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith and trust are pretty much inseparable. And without trust, it's impossible to please him. Because God commands us over and over and over again, all through the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament, don't be afraid, fear not. I'm with you. David here, being honest about his own weaknesses in the midst of being attacked, said, when I am afraid, if it happens and my circumstances get overwhelming and I do get afraid, what am I going to do about it? I'm going to trust. What time I am afraid, Psalm 56, verse 3, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word, where we learn to trust. In God, I have put my trust. And then he turns it around and says, I will not fear. What man or what flesh can do unto me. I will not fear. It's beautiful, isn't it? And it's a good way to check ourselves. Am I really trusting the Lord? Because if there's fear in my life, I'm not. If there's things I'm afraid of or things that have caused me to not serve Christ as I should because of fear, the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. So if we have these five things in our Christian lives, I believe we're ready and equipped to get busy and serve Jesus Christ from the inside out, if you will. If we have that peace that passes all understanding, that joy unspeakable, if we're truly living a life of gratitude, we're thankful for everything rather than complaining. And if we're content with what God has provided for us, we're not constantly coveting other things, we're content with where God has put us, we're not discontented with our situation, and lastly, if we're trusting God. And again, all five of these are in Philippians 4, so if you want a chapter to memorize, there's a good place to go. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Verse 11, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I will trust in God.